With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Following talks in South Korea Thursday between President Trump and China's Xi Jinping, the world now keeping close tabs on the president's latest issuance. He has ordered the Pentagon to immediately begin matching other nuclear powers in testing nuclear weapons. He specifically cited Russia and China. In Paris, a prosecutor says two suspects in the Louvre jewel heist have now admitted their involvement in the theft. They were handed preliminary charges for theft committed by an organized gang and criminal conspiracy. By the way, the jewels have not been recovered. Hurricane Melissa spinning through the southeastern Bahamas after causing widespread damage in the Caribbean.
In the Bahamas, some residents of the Out Islands have evacuated to Nassau as Hurricane Melissa bears down. The storm has weakened and is forecast to pass just west of Bermuda on Thursday. The hurricane left a trail of destruction across Haiti, Cuba, and Jamaica, toppling trees and utility poles and ripping the roofs off of shelters. In Haiti, dozens of people were killed, many in the coastal town of Petit-Goave. When it made landfall in Jamaica, Melissa was a Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour. Zulu was a UN coordinator in the region.
Infrastructure of property, roads, network connectivity, energy has been lost.
I'm Jennifer King.
Federal appeals court has blocked an order that had required a senior Border Patrol official to brief a judge on Chicago immigration sweeps. Court intervened Wednesday before Greg Bovino's first late afternoon meeting with the judge. Death count rising in Brazil. That police raid on a drug gang embedded in low-income neighborhoods has now left at least 119 dead. This is SRN News. Well, how much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
So-called climate change, apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations are increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have kids. But many researchers pointing to the dangers of the declining birth rate in the U.S. Experts say if the trend continues, there could be economic collapse. U.S. birth rate 1.6, well below the 2.1 replacement rate. This is SRN News. Well, it is an exciting time for youngsters of all ages. The Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree has been chosen. It'll soon be on the way. Correspondent Julie Walker reports from the Big Apple.
A majestic Norway spruce from just outside Albany, New York, has been chosen to take center stage in the plaza. Officials say the 75-foot spruce will be cut down November 6th. It traditionally gets a police escort down to Manhattan, arriving 2 days later, where more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights will be set up on it, along with a 900-pound Swarovski crystal star on top. The tree lighting is December 3rd. After the holiday season ends, the tree becomes lumber for Habitat for Humanity to use for housing projects for families in need. Julie Walker, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.